And we'll start this hour with the cold gripping much of the country. Wind chills in parts of Michigan are forecast to hit minus 35 this afternoon, and residents of the state are being asked to turn their thermostats down to conserve natural gas. Here's what Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer said in an address last night.
I'm coming to you to ask for your help. Due to this extremely cold weather and extremely high demand for natural gas and a facility incident, Consumers Energy has asked that everyone in the Lower Peninsula turn our thermostats down to 65 degrees or less.
That utility company, Consumers Energy, supplies natural gas and electricity to more than half of the state's residents. At their request, General Motors has halted production at 11 plants around Michigan to conserve energy. Joining us now from Ann Arbor is Tracy Samilton. She covers energy and transportation for Michigan Radio. Hi, Tracy.
Hello.
And Governor Whitmer mentioned that facility incident. That was a fire yesterday at a Consumer Energy gas compressor station in a Detroit suburb. How severely did that impact the utility?
It was pretty bad. That compressor station that had the fire breakout provides the natural gas flow to about 60% of Consumers Energy customers. So it was a really serious incident.
And hours after the appeal last night from the governor, people in Michigan received an emergency alert on their phones asking them to lower their thermostats. Does that mean that people weren't responding to the governor's request, or they just wanted to make sure everybody got the message?
Well, there was press releases going out during the course of the day where Consumers Energy and the Michigan Public Service Commission were asking people to take action and turn down their thermostats. It's really, really cold.
Yeah.
And they just weren't getting the response. From what I'm told, they weren't getting the response from residents that they needed to get to make sure that the natural gas flow wasn't shut down.
What about electricity? Are people being asked to conserve electricity as well?
Yeah, they are being asked to conserve electricity for a reason related to the cold, but it has more to do with the electric grid. So what's happening in our region, which is run by a grid operator called MISO. MISO has asked utilities in Michigan and other Midwest states to tell customers, please, you know, turn down your thermostats because there's a very high demand for electricity as well as natural gas, and we want to make sure that everything is okay. So turn your thermostats down.
Is it possible that Consumer Energy will stop service to some customers?
Well, they already have stopped service to a lot of large commercial users because they have contracts with these companies where they agree to shut down in an emergency. So General Motors and Ford and Fiat Chrysler and Hemlock Semiconductor and Dow, a lot of these facilities, some big university campuses turned down the heat. They have already responded. And they're hoping that residents will respond enough so that they don't have to do some kind of triage where they pick a city where, you know, there's very few nursing homes and hospitals and say, sorry, we got to cut you off.
And what about the industry part of this, the auto industry halting operations? This is Patty Pope, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, speaking yesterday.
I want to personally thank all of our large business customers, companies like General Motors, Chrysler Fiat, Ford, Gerdau, and many, many countless others for interrupting their production schedules tonight, tomorrow, and Friday as a result of our system capability.
What has been the impact of this on automakers in Michigan?
Well, it's a lot of money out of their pocket. When you have to shut down a factory, it can be upwards of $1 million you've lost. So it's a significant thing that they are experiencing, especially the automakers where they have to shut down the actual assembly lines.
Is this something that people were talking about before yesterday, the idea that this cold could cause a real problem when it comes to natural gas, or was this kind of out of the blue?
You know, I think this was a perfect storm that we hadn't experienced yet. It's certainly going to be a learning experience for MISO and the state. Governor Whitmer has already asked for an investigation. You know, when you have one facility that is responsible for keeping the gas going to so many people, Consumers Energy had enough gas. There was no question. They had enough gas. But the problem was they they lost the ability to actually get it to people because of that fire, which was something they probably did not plan for.
Finally, Tracy, is anybody out on the roads today in Michigan, or is it too cold?
Well, my commute is so easy right now because people are hunkering down at home and just staying home. Schools are closed. A lot of businesses are closed. And you just have to sort of not take a real deep breath on your way from your front door to your car.
And bundle up.
Yeah,
Tracy
exactly.
Samuelton, energy and transportation reporter at Michigan Radio, joining us from Ann Arbor. Tracy, thanks.
My pleasure.